Journey of Love. Love, it sounds so easy. Just love. But how, when I've been shattered and emotionally battered, do I pick up the pieces of my tormented soul? Does the key lie with Jesus to again become whole? Love one another are the words that he said. 2,000 years later, he's still rising from the dead. By pouring out his spirit of compassionate living, this love is not a passive verb, but love means actively giving with a heart that is open to another and another. We're all part of God's creation, and only the true lover can soothe the savage beast and find the pilot light within the mind that steers through the maze of confusion and illusion, resting upon the sheltered shore of a tranquil sea. Ah, serenity, serenity. Like waves of the ocean, a gentle undulating motion, where one can meditate in peace, feel the tension release. Breathe in and out, and in and out, clearing out the dust and doubt, opening up a sacred space, a holy place inside, where love and light abide. And there is where I find the divine source of love, that great God who lives within and above, who gives me a reason to wake up each day, to take another step on this journey, on the way, on this crazy rocky road which climbs and drops, swoops, droops, curving, swerving, bending, ascending, never ending, never ending, never, ever, ever ending journey, on this journey of love.